All right, thank you. So the title of my presentation has changed a little bit to fertilization effects on TCA extractable nitrogen, phosphorus, sugars, and phenols in loblolly pond litter fall. So the rationale for looking at these fractions is that when you fertilize on these sandy, infertile soils typical to the southeastern U.S., you're successful in increasing foliar N&P concentration, leaf area, litter fall mass, and subsequently forest floor mass. But these added nutrients tend to just accumulate in the forest floor, and the forest floor has been identified as a sink for N&P. So our study site is the Southeast Tree Research and Education Site, otherwise known as Sea Trees. It is a loblolly pine plantation planted in 1985. Treatments began about age 7. The experimental design is a 2-squared factorial with control irrigation, fertilization only, and the interaction treatment. The fertilization is conducted to provide optimal nutrition, and irrigation is conducted to maintain soil water content greater than 40% of field capacity. So this is a picture of the soil series, the Wakula. It's an infertile, excessively drained, sandy, cementic haplodilt. So this is a little information on the growth response. By 2005, fertilization essentially doubled standing volume, and there's a lesser effect of irrigation. So once again, fertilization is conducted to provide optimal nutrition to increase foliar nutrients, and they've added approximately 1,500 kilograms per hectare of N and 200 kilograms per hectare of P. Mostly what we're seeing is that the main effects are in the forest floor rather than the mineral soil in terms of nitrogen and phosphorus. So a little more information on the forest floor response. Fertilization has increased forest floor mass from around 25,000 kilograms per hectare to upwards of 40,000. And as a result of increasing the N&P concentration combined with this increase in forest floor mass, we've increased forest floor nitrogen content by 270 kilograms per hectare. But as you'll note, we're not seeing any fertilization effect on mineral soil total nitrogen. And for forest floor phosphorus content, we see an increase in the forest floor around 20 kilograms per hectare, and essentially an equivalent increase in mineral soil phosphorus, mostly in the 0 to 15 centimeter depth. So our objective is to determine how fertilization has altered NP sugar and phenol release from litter fall, otherwise the degree of the source or sink. So our first null hypothesis is that the increase in litter fall NMP is in extractable fractions. And our second null hypothesis is that fertilization increases extractable sugars and decreases extractable phenols. So methodology, we collected fresh litter fall in October 2008. And I want to emphasize that this is fresh litter fall. It's distinct from the OI horizon in that it hasn't undergone any great extent of decomposition. TCA is trichloroacetic acid, and we adapted this procedure from the study by Polglaze et al. And also want to emphasize that we're just providing a treatment index of label NP sugars and phenols. It's not assumed to be labeled any other process. And also, since litter fall mass was greater under fertilization, we just want to look at concentrations. In other words, the chemistry of the litter. And here's a picture of the trichloroacetic acid down here. So a little more information on the chemical analysis. First, we determine total litter NP. Then we perform this sequential extraction with cold and hot TCA, determine the total extractable NMP and the inorganic, and the organic fraction is determined by subtracting the total extractable from the inorganic, and the residual is identified as total in the liter minus the total extractable. And sugars are expressed as glucose equivalents, and phenols are expressed as tannic acid equivalents. So just to clarify the results we're reporting, we'll have total in the liter fall, the residual fraction, and label inorganic and organic fractions. And we saw essentially the same response among the cold and hot, so we pulled those together to simplify the data presentation. But for the sugars and phenols, we will show both the cold and the hot extractable fractions. Okay, this shows liter fall nitrogen in grams per kilogram. Fertilization increased liter fall nitrogen from around 3 grams per kilogram to around 5. And this increase is attributable to residual N, which is the non-extractable fraction. And the p-values are shown here. This shows liter fall phosphorus and in milligrams per kilogram, and fertilization increased phosphorus concentration from around 150 to approximately 300 milligrams per kilogram. But in contrast to nitrogen, this was attributable to the labile, both the labile inorganic and the labile organic fractions. This shows liter fall sugars in milligrams per kilogram. There was a fertilization effect on the cold, but that effect shows that the sugars were greater in the unfertilized treatments instead of the fertilized. This shows liter fall phenols, and similar to sugars, phenols were greater in the unfertilized treatments. So to summarize our results, for nitrogen we reject our null hypothesis. There is no fertilization effect on label N. Excuse me. Instead, fertilization increased residual nitrogen. For phosphorus, we accept the null hypothesis. Fertilization increased label P, and this label P was largely in the organic fraction. For sugars, we reject the null hypothesis. Label sugars greater in unfertilized treatments. And for phenols, we accept the null hypothesis. Label phenols were greater in unfertilized. So our conclusions in terms of NMP cycling, since our results were generally consistent with those in all forest floor horizons by pole glaze, we conclude that source sink dynamics begin with litter fall, that is, immediately following senescence and prior to any forest floor related decomposition process. Sorry, I'm trying to breathe up here. Okay, I gotta slow down. In terms of nitrogen cycling, we conclude that the litter is a sink for nitrogen and that it requires a greater degree of decomposition prior to release of nitrogen, and that this cycling is primarily biological. In terms of phosphorus cycling, it appears to be more mobile relative to nitrogen, and it's likely to proceed faster. And also, leaching may be just as important. For sugars and phenols, The supply from the litter to heterotrophic communities is greater without fertilization, but the specific effects are uncertain at this time. So to conclude, I'd like to acknowledge the National Science Foundation, Center for Advanced Forestry Systems, the Forest Nutrition Co-op, Virginia Tech, the U.S. Forest Service, and committee members. Thank you. As far as retention of the nutrients in the soil?
Well, he said it didn't retain any nitrogen. I assume then he didn't have any change in root growth in the mineral soil. There's big differences in our soil. I'm wondering, you didn't even talk about the mineral soil. It did nothing?
There was no fertilization response on total nitrogen in the mineral soil, so it didn't increase total nitrogen. It seems that the added nitrogen is being retained as in the forest floor, which is a sink for the nitrogen.
What would your balance? You must have lost a lot of nitrogen, right? It just leaks through the soil and it's gone.
I would suspect that it's coarse textured, and it's very possible that there is nitrate leaching. But I'm not evaluating that, so I can't give you a good answer.
Did your nitrogen go into the trees?
Certainly. Yes, it's increased foliar, nitrogen, and phosphorus.
Do you have any idea about that? Because that was a lot of nitrogen. And so, I mean, was there a huge difference in the total content in the
above? I would think so. I think foliar nitrogen was increased from around 1% to about 1.3% in the needles.
You had a growth response too, right?
Right. And with the volume of the trees being doubled, I would think in terms of above ground nitrogen content, it would be quite a bit greater. There are a number of publications that deal with that aspect.
There was another question in the back.
Actually, I just have a little comment. You know, from way back when I used to work in pine plantation, I remember this magic number that only about 25% of the fertilizer goes ends up in the tree and they can't find the rest. So I don't know if that has the information about that has improved, but that would go right along with what you're talking about.
If you only increased it by 0.3%, you'd have to have thousands of kilograms of
perhaps I missed it because I walked in late, but what was the forest floor C to N ratio at the site? If it's pines and it's high, that forest floor can just soak up lots and lots and lots of nitrogen and never even then make it in the mineral soil or the foliage.
Offhand, I don't know the CN ratio. It's fairly high.
30s, 40s.
Probably higher than that.